Happy Easter, everyone. This is Jake calling from the Arctic. Went out this morning, cut a fairly fresh track of about a 7-foot board. I think it's the same board that we've been seeing all week. I think it's the only board I've seen all week. And we followed it for a while, didn't have any luck catching up with it. Spent the next 3 or 4 hours going around, and it's pretty much, we've given this whole bay a pretty good looking over. And it seems like there's three sons of cubs, and happy Easter, everyone. The satellite phone seems to be blacking out after about 1 or 2 minutes every time I make a call, so I thought I'd make this fairly short. Saw about a 7-foot boar track this morning, never caught up with him. Saw about a 6-foot sow track early in the day, also never caught up with her. And pretty well concluded that most of Linnea Bay is going to be sows and cubs and that 1 7-foot bear. Haven't seen anything conclusive except the one big track early in the hunt, which could have been a big boar, or it could have been that big sow, and we just didn't see the cub tracks because they were blown over. However, we're headed back to camp this afternoon about 3 o'clock. We're about 5 miles from camp, and we crossed the track on a 9-foot boar, no doubt about it. He was headed straight out into the bay where he's been hiding all week. It's a mystery to me. The tracks weren't real fresh, probably about 2 to 4 days old. It's kind of hard to tell up here, but I wouldn't be surprised if about the first day we really started hunting in earnest, pulling the dogs with the snowmobiles, he heard that snowmobile and probably headed out to the bay. He was a big, big track, though. I mean, significantly larger than anything else I've seen. And he didn't get that way being careless and hanging around with noises he couldn't understand. That's probably why he headed out to the bay. But we got 3 days left. We haven't seen too much sign of mature bears, but that one this afternoon was definitely a shooter if I could catch up with him. Directly away from us, out into the McClure Strait, and it's real, real rough sea ice. The assistant guys were pretty beat up by the time we got back today, so I doubt that we'll have an opportunity to go out into the thick ice and try to track that bad boy down. But nonetheless, beautiful, 10 degrees above zero, no wind, and hope everybody had a happy Easter. That's it for Jake today. Signing off.